This week, I had the opportunity to sit down with the director of AARP Iowa, Brad Anderson, to talk about the upcoming vote in Polk County on the local option sales and service tax. Now, this is the same measure that was up for a vote last year in March and was passed in Des Moines, West Des Moines, and Windsor Heights, but failed in a number of other metro communities. Here, we'll talk about the effort and why AARP Iowa supports the measure. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International. Taro International, a company that assists corporations and individuals in the key areas of communication, public speaking, listening, sales, and other key executive leadership training opportunities. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro International. That's TERO.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits, AUREON.com, Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids, realestateconcepts.net.
Brad, good to have you back with us. Tell us, is this local option sales and service tax that's coming up again for a vote, is this the same measure that failed to pass last year countywide?
Yeah, that's right. So it didn't pass. Last time Polk County had the option to pass a local option sales tax, it did not pass. But it did pass in some specific communities. So, for example, Des Moines passed the local option sales tax, but it did not pass countywide. So they went to the legislature, asked if they could decouple it from a county vote to an individual municipal vote, and that's what they've done. So on March 5th, there will be another option to get out there and vote for the local option sales tax.
And all right, I'm going to ask you the tough question because I suspect you're going to be asked this. Local option sales tax is roughly a penny additional tax, and individuals who are on fixed incomes may be anti this entire thing. And many individuals, I would suspect, who are part of AARP Iowa could look at this as a, wow, they're going to tax me more.
Well, yeah, I think...
So what's the pushback? I mean, that's going to be a pushback. So how do you deal with that?
I think you're right. I think once people get educated on exactly where this local option sales tax is going to be used, what it's going to be used for, I think you tend to see that they really end up supporting it. And look, there's no tax is great, right? But at the same time, when you need resources to get the things done that our members really need, and a perfect example of that is safe streets. You know, so for our age, so last week we designated Des Moines as an age-friendly city. It was a 5-year process with the World Health Organization. And we got to give a plaque to the mayor and the city council. It was this great ceremony. Well, what makes an age-friendly city? And that's what you need to ask a community. Well, one of the things that makes age-friendly city are public safety. You know, you've got quick emergency response times. Another thing is safe streets. Another thing is sidewalks and access to public transportation. And, Michael, the thing about all of those important pieces and elements of an age-friendly city is it takes resources. And right now, we have pretty high property taxes in Des Moines. Those property taxes are either going to go up or they're going to go down, depending on whether or not we pass the local option sales tax. So for your listeners to know, 50% of the local option sales tax will be dedicated to property tax relief. The other 50% will be dedicated to the things that we just went through, which are safe streets, public safety, flood mitigation, for example, flood prevention, which is important, especially in the wake of flash floods, and sidewalks and outdoor recreation. So
there's a whole myriad of things in this bill.
Myriad of things. And these are things that are important to our members. There are things that are important to young families. That's why when Des Moines is designated an age-friendly city, that means from 8 to 80. So whether you have a stroller or a wheelchair, we want our city to be accessible to you. And we need the resources to make sure that our city remains accessible to all citizens 8 to 80.
And when we're talking about this, this is, of course, in Polk County, and there are a number of cities that are doing this. I know Windsor Heights is in, the city of Des Moines is in. I suspect, although I haven't had that conversation with West Des Moines and Grimes and Johnston, but they rolled this up about a year ago in March, and it didn't pass there. It did pass in Des Moines, West Des Moines, and Windsor Heights, but I would suspect the other cities will probably be on board with this as well. How is AARP advocating for this?
Well, this is an enormously important issue for AARP, and I'll give you a specific example. One of the things that we really fought hard for was Move DSM, which was a 25-year multimodal transportation right. plan that just passed the city council last month. And so we were very excited about that. And so Move DSM is something that involves safer streets, more narrow street lanes to calm traffic, wider sidewalks, connecting sidewalks, things like that. Again, it's one thing to pass Move DSM. It's another thing to have the resources.
And so
we're going to be fighting hard for the local option sales tax. We're going to do a lot of things. We're going to be out there knocking doors. You'll find AARP knocking doors. You will find AARP making phone calls. You will see this issue hit in your mailbox. You'll see it digitally online, whether it's social media or YouTube ads and things like that. But our number one goal between now and March, as far as local advocacy is concerned, is making sure that our members, our AARP members, are aware of the importance of this vote and make sure that they understand exactly where this money is going to, because it's critically important. Yeah. And what they also need to understand is there really is a choice on the ballot. And again, I cannot stress this enough. Do you want your property taxes to go up, or do you want them to go down? And if you want your property taxes to go down, you better support the local option sales tax. Because the other great thing about sales tax, as you know, is 50% of it comes from outside of Des Moines or outside wherever, you know, from sure. visitors coming into your community. So it's an important vote. Like you said, counties all across the state,
except
97, I believe, 97 counties have a local option sales tax. Let's get the job done here.
The voice of Brad Anderson doing a stump speech there for a local option sales tax. That comes under a vote in March, March 5th, as a matter of fact, and something that I know that we'll be talking about often between now and then. Thanks, Brad, for visiting with us about that.
Thank you, Michael.
Once again, that's Brad Anderson, the state director for AARP Iowa, in favor of the local option sales tax, coming up for a vote on March 5th. We'll have links to all of that up on our radio blog. Stay with us. More to come on this edition of the Business News Hour.